Soul Legacy, a psychic visions novel by Dale Mayer. Narrated by Shayna Somerville. About this book. Coming back home to work in the local hospital suits Dr. Cameron Wingford. Buying land from an old woman who'd needed the money cements his plans. Then, the old woman's granddaughter returns home and all the rumors begin. Rumors that connect her to some weird event at the hospital every Halloween. An occurrence he had yet to experience, as he'd just moved there in November of last year. Living on the fringe of society, Danica's strange family was an oddity that everyone in the community either mocked or avoided. She had never felt welcome, especially after being suspected of killing her own mother. She hated returning home, hated everything about it, except for her grandmother, her last living relative. And now, her dying grandmother's request cannot be ignored. Keep the property intact. That meant approaching Dr. Cameron about the piece he'd bought, an act her grandmother regretted, and an open wound to their legacy. Open wounds bleed, and as Danica finds out, this wound can only be healed in one specific way. Even then, a huge sacrifice is required. Sign up to be notified of all Dale's releases at dalemayer.com. Prologue.
Tonight is a lovely, quiet evening. Dr. Jonathan Wingford beamed as he glanced around the emergency room. After 30 years of working here, he always thought of this as his home away from home. Still, this was Halloween, and he'd expected more craziness than this. But it was a small town, so maybe they would dodge that particular bullet tonight, although it was still young. How odd for a Halloween night. No one's here.
Sure there is, the orderly said, nodding toward the big emergency room door.
Jonathan turned to see a blood-covered woman standing on her own with a shell-shocked look in her eyes. Two nurses raced to her. She held out her hands and then slowly, ever so slowly, like a cartoon, crumpled to her knees and then to the floor before the nurses could catch her. Jonathan raced to her side, checking for wounds. A moment later, puzzled, he sat back, frowning at his patient, then looked to his nurses and shook his head.
She doesn't appear to have any open wounds. Let's move her to a bed and do a full workup.
They quickly laid her on a gurney and wheeled her into the next open cubicle. After transferring her to a bed, they did a full workup to see just what was going on. The patient opened her eyes a few minutes later and stared up at him. She reached up a bloody hand, grabbed his lab coat, and whispered in a pained tone,
"Help." He gave her a reassuring smile. "It's all right. You're in the hospital now. Take it easy. We're trying to figure out what happened. You don't appear to have any injuries, but you're covered in blood."
"Not my blood," she whispered.
He knew that. He could see that. But where had the blood come from?
"My head hurts," she murmured.
"Right. It does appear to have some bruising, but I don't see any open wounds."
"Inside,"
she whispered.
"My head's pounding inside."
"Where's the blood from?"
he asked, trying to keep the urgency out of his tone.
"Tell me who's injured."
"Accident," she whispered. "There was an accident. She's been hurt."
Jonathan frowned and asked the nurse, "Where did she come from? Do we have any idea what kind of accident? Was she alone? Have the local authorities been called?"
Behind him, the other nurse said, "I'll go find out." And she took off. Jonathan looked down at the young woman.
"What's your name?"
"Daisy,"
she whispered.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?